Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Colin with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the Transport Workers Union has obtained an important win for bus drivers across the state. Queensland bus drivers will be receiving a wage increase of up to $35 per hour by 2025, totalling $155 million of investment from the state government. The win follows months of industrial actions by bus drivers, including stop work strikes and free fare services. TWU Queensland's Director of Organising, Josh Milroy, has said Queensland is forecast to see significant population growth over the next 10 years, and bus services are already being cancelled, delayed and reduced due to driver shortages. This funding is a solution to attract and retain drivers.
Health warnings are being made for North Queensland over a range of floodwater and mud-based diseases like gastroenteritis, leptospirosis and melioidosis, which is a rare tropical soil disease that killed four people in 2019. North Queensland has been hit by record flooding, affecting towns like Cairns and Townsville, putting residents and travellers over the holiday season at risk. The diseases are caught by being immersed in, swallowing or breathing in spray from an aerosol can which has been exposed to floodwater or mud. Dr. Richard Gere, Director of the Cairns Tropical Public Health Unit, advises minimising contact with floodwater and mud, wearing gloves and boots, and if you do get exposed to floodwater or mud, to wash it off as quickly as possible with soap and water.
In national news, a large fire has destroyed a warehouse in Milperra, near Bankstown in Sydney. Around 60 fire crew responded to the blaze at the timber yard and warehouse on Thursday night, and the Bankstown Airport was put on alert about the billowing smoke from the fire. The fire was eventually contained and prevented from spreading to adjoining properties, though the cause of the fire is yet to be determined.
A New South Wales audit report found public sector staff shortages have led to a rise in overtime hours among workers over the past 3 years. Shortages in key agencies such as paramedics, firefighters and correctional officers has culminated in $1.2 billion of overtime. Overtime expenses have increased by 40% over the three-year period, compared to a rise of 16% in salaries and wages. Reasons for the shortages include resourcing complaints, unfilled rosters, and workload demands of numerous government projects, leading to a risk of job-related injuries and burnout.
In international news, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has told reporters in Moscow there was no basis for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. The statement comes as Russia gains ground near the city of Avdiivka and continues its shelling offensive on the southern city of Kherson. Ukraine's air force reportedly destroyed 18 out of 19 Russian attack drones, although 9 people, including 4 children, were injured in the attacks. Ukrainian military spokesperson Alexander Stupin said Russia's gains have come at a severe cost and that Ukraine's armed forces were taking up defensive positions on the front line.
For your weather today, Brisbane has expected showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is not yet determined by the Bureau of Meteorology and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.